Aspect of Project Ireland and the plan that is very top heavy, primarily focusing on developing Letterkenny, while the west and south west of the county remain largely absent. Not only will this kind of development place a lot of emphasis on one urban centre, it will ensure increasing population growth to Letterkenny, while will continue to mitigate from rural villages, encouraging depopulation even more. And the trend for the north west is heading in opposite directions to the rest of the country, and Project Ireland will only entrench us further. And what I think we should be seeing is equal consideration for the development of urban centres as well as rural villages. We need to provide funding and support for rural villages to develop their own local economies, to bring in local employment and develop sustainable, vibrant places to live as well. Much of job creation will depend on broadband rollout, of course, but in the meantime it's about access to proper supports and structures that can reverse the population trend. The retreat of rural services is a blight on rural Ireland and has developed into the private sector too, as small towns like Ardragh are now left with no banking facilities at all. I've also been carrying out a business survey across Donegal and talking to business because they seem to be the only people that you actually listen to. And the response has been very good so far, but what is alarming from them is the level of anxiety from business regarding the continued trend of depopulation and retreat of rural services. And I would like to go on and talk about the cross-border and Brexit. The document seems to show that Brexit isn't happening, which is good news for all of us in Donegal, because the only development in Donegal is cross-border with Letterkenny and Derry. So hopefully Brexit won't happen and that can go ahead. But that seems to be just a stop that was thrown in at the last minute to actually satisfy us.